Just in general, we need to do a better job of executing, especially in that red zone, but I think the offense as a whole needs to.
Do you miss having a big running back like Marcus Coker or Sean Green, someone who can punch it in down there near the goal line?
Well, obviously, when you're on the one or two, that's helpful, but Damon's done a really nice job for us, and if we block it, he can make the one or two guys miss to eat in.
After reviewing the not interception, what did it look like to you?
It was exactly how I thought it was during the game. It was just a bad decision, a throw that couldn't be made in that situation. We had plenty of time. Into the wind, we were probably just out of field goal range, but we were within a couple of yards of getting to where we were comfortable with Mike, and just something where we had completed some passes and just took an unnecessary risk. The ball's got to go out of bounds or come down. But it's a good play by him, a great catch, but that's beside the point. The ball should have never been thrown.
Well, that's in the rearview mirror now.
Exactly. We gotta learn from this and move on. Somebody told me yesterday that, I mean, just one series, one play, one game doesn't define a season, but it can shape it for sure. So we need to move on from this and make sure that we learn from our mistakes.
What about UNI's defense?
They're a talented bunch. They tackle really well. They're very experienced in the back end. Their corners and safeties haven't played a lot of football and do a really nice job. They're very well coached, and they're going to present a huge challenge.
Do you remember when you saw the UNI Wisconsin score? Obviously, you were playing, but do you remember going in the locker room and seeing it? And how surprised were you when you kind of saw it?
Yeah, I remember seeing it and thinking, wow, that was a good game. And obviously, UNI's offense got it going there late in the fourth quarter, and they're a really good team. I don't think it was something that was that surprising to us. We've seen them do that to teams before, and they're well coached, and they get good players, and they really buy into their system. So they're a tough challenge for anybody, and we know that with the Saturday coming up.
How much of a memory do you have of that game back in 09?
A pretty decent one. I mean, I remember it just being a really hard-fought game, not getting very much going on offense. Obviously, you remember the field goals there at the end to seal it. But they're a good team. And going into it, we know that. We knew that then, and they're a huge test for anybody.
Did you be able to wear, you know, shoestrings and a belt Saturday night after the game, or were you despondent?
Well, I mean, after any loss, I don't really go out and hang out in society, but I just hung around at home, and I mean, obviously it hurt, and it still hurts thinking about it, but it's something you got to move on from and just not let it affect you. I mean, as hard as that may seem to be, you just got to keep going and roll with the punches.
Who's the ear for you? Who listens to your crap after that?
There's nothing to say. I mean, all 70,000 people are going to have their opinions, and it's the wrong play. The interception's the wrong play. We got to execute better in the red zone. All of that is entirely true, and there's nothing you can say. You talk about drops. Those don't really matter in the scheme of things, and it's just making the right decisions consistently as 11 guys on the same page is what we're looking forward to doing.
You talk about right decisions. Are you pressing?
That's what somebody asked me, and I don't think it had anything to do with pressing. If anything, I think that probably had to do with maybe feeling it a little too much. Completed some balls down the field, boom, 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 and all of a sudden we're really close, and just it was another kind of down the field call and just a bad decision. There was a ball that would have went in there, and it took a good play to intercept it, but regardless, you got to cool your jets, bring the ball down, or just throw it away and play for a different call.
Lots of times the backup quarterback's the most popular person. Now it seems like it's backup receivers who fans haven't seen. But Kirk said you're clearly playing the best receivers out there.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. We had a lot of work with a lot of receivers this camp, and those guys that are out there did the best job, and I think we're the most comfortable with them. They've done a nice job, and for some of them it's experience, and for some of them it's just a consistency thing, and I think everybody on this team can get more consistent, and we have to do that to be able to score points.
Well, the four true freshmen, it's just not a matter of throwing them out there and thinking just because they can run that everything's going to be cured.
Absolutely. Obviously, there's positions you can come in and play and positions you come in and can. Running back's always one there. Maybe that you have a chance to come in and play. It's not, that's kind of a talent thing if you're physical enough, but lineman, quarterback, receiver, always you see these guys that can run so well, but in high school you don't do anything. You play against 5-6 kids who are really slow, and you don't understand what it means to be guarded by a guy like Micah Hyde who has his hands on you the whole time you're running a route. And if you can still get out of your if you can still get out of your route when that's happening. So it's not only the mental, but just adjusting to how much different college DBs are, I think, is the biggest adjustment for those young guys.